Imagine that you're holding an acorn in your hand, just like this one. Perhaps you can find one close by. Feel its weight in the palm of your hand. Imagine how, when the time is right, it'll be ready to grow. It'll start to push roots down into the thick, damp earth and shoots up towards the bright sky above. And over time, over hundreds of years, that acorn will become a tree, an oak tree, with a thick trunk and huge, sweeping branches. Imagine a forest filled with those huge, ancient oak trees, as far as the eye can see. And imagine what it would be like to walk through that forest, to hear the crunch of the undergrowth below your feet, to see the light dappling the ground through the branches of the trees. Perhaps, if you listen hard enough, you can hear the snap of a branch as something moves through the trees ahead of you, and you stop, barely breathing, reaching for your spear or for your bow and arrow, because that thing moving could be a wild boar or a deer, and it's your job to hunt it, to bring it back for your village, for the people who live here at the Green Fort. And sometimes you stop, barely breathing, because it could be something else moving through the trees, something that's hunting too, something that might be looking for you, a wolf. But I wasn't scared of wolves. I knew where they went. I could track them in the same way that they tracked their prey. Sometimes I'd watch them move through the forest ahead of me on silent paws, and I'd let them pass, although no other hunter would have done. You see, we were supposed to protect ourselves from the wolves, to drive them away from the fort, or they'd compete with us for the wild boar and deer, and sometimes even break into the fort and take our livestock on cold winter nights when it was very dark and food was scarce for them. I'd stood the wolf guard on many a night, up there on the Green Fort, our fires burning, our eyes straining to see the wolves move in the dark beyond the ramparts, all night long, to keep them from taking our animals. But I'm getting ahead of myself. My name's Gwen. I used to live on this hill fort many, many years ago. I've been here all this time, treading this very same path that you're standing on, as the world changed around me. And I've got a story for you today. It's a story that starts with the Green Fort, this hill fort, and ends with wolves. Are you ready to hear it? You'll have to be brave to come along with me. It's not a tale for the faint-hearted. It starts like this. It starts before this fort was properly built. We were making it. Everyone was working together. This place was special, you see. It was special before my people came to be here. If you stand on the brink of the hill, as you'll do in a little bit, you can see for miles, to the west, to the north, to the east. And people have been coming here for thousands of years to camp, to live in a few months, to celebrate and join together, to feast and tell stories. But now, we decided that this was a place for us to live, always. For us to build our roundhouses and make fires and raise children and animals. And to do that, we had to keep this place safe. So we started to build, to dig in the earth and raise ramparts that would protect the hill fort from anyone who tried to attack us. And as we dug in the earth together, working shoulder to shoulder, the earth that we built into the ramparts of our new home glowed green. It was like magic. The Green Fort. Everybody knew then, if they hadn't known before, that this was a special place. When we were finished digging, this place was going to be the safest place in the whole world. But I had always known that this place was magical, since before we started building the fort. Because I'd walked these secret paths, the ones we're going to walk together now. I'd seen the forest in every season, and it had showed me its magic. And I had met the wolves. Come with me now, swiftly, on silent feet. Perhaps you'll see them too. But before you come, take a rubbing of this acorn. Carry it with you as we walk together through this ancient forest.